You're listening to Arise All Is Well, the official podcast of Arise Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Pastor Keith Taylor II. Each week, we bring you a powerful message of truth, hope, and faith, recorded live from our Sunday service. New episodes drop every Tuesday. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into today's word.
When calls the heart. There comes a moment in life when the noise of the world can no longer satisfy the ache within you. You have the money in the bank, a smile on your face, and friends all around you. However, you still feel an emptiness that nothing external can fill. Because the truth is, the deepest call you hear does not come through your ears. It comes through your heart. The heart is the seat of your soul. It's the center of your affections. It's the core of your convictions. And when God is ready to shift your life, hear me, He doesn't always send a text. He doesn't always call your phone. He don't tell your neighbor. He don't post a sign. He whispers to your heart. See, people can judge your performance, but God sees your pulse. Man judges your actions, but God measures your motives. I'm going to repeat that. Man judges your actions, what you do in front of other people. Oh, that's who he is. That's who he must be. But God judges your motives. What was the reason behind your heart that caused you to do it? He looks past the makeup, the titles, the suits, the jewelry, and he peers into the place that nobody else can see, your heart. What I've come to tell somebody today is when your heart is calling out for more, when your heart is restless, when your heart is aching for God's touch, that's not a coincidence, that's destiny calling you. That's purpose tugging on you. That's heaven trying to get your attention. When calls the heart. Touch your neighbor and tell them when the heart calls, you can't ignore it. You can drown it in entertainment. You can try to bury it under busyness. You can even numb it with certain distractions. But when the heart calls, you will not die. It will wake you up at night. It will whisper to you in the middle of your job while you are at work. It will trouble you in the midst of your success. Tom Brady won 7 Super Bowls, and he said in an interview, "Is there more?" It will trouble you in the midst of your success. Don't miss it. I'm telling you. In the midst of you, if I can just get the money, if I can just get the promotion, if I could just have a spouse, if I could just get the love of my life back in my life, everything will be okay. It will trouble you in the midst of your success. So success is not the answer. God is calling. It's not your circumstance, it's your heart. And until you answer the call, nothing else will satisfy. Point number one, the call of your heart is divine. God doesn't always knock on the doors of your intellect. He reaches the seat of your emotions, your passions, your desires. He's knocking at your heart today. A mother doesn't need to hear the cries of her baby. She doesn't calculate. She doesn't reason. She knows in her heart the same way God knows the cries of your heart. He calls you by the same place. When calls the heart. Somebody here today heart has been restless. Not because you're broken, but because God is stirring you into something greater. You're mad or you're frustrated because you can't physically hear God, yet he's speaking to your heart every day. He's calling you into something greater. He's called some of you to be a prophet. He's called others of you to be a teacher. He's called some of you to be a pastor. He's called some of you to be an evangelist. He's called some of you to be apostles. You are not done. God is stirring you up for such a time as this. Amen? He's telling me today to tell you, wake up. You are not here to get fed every Sunday and never pour back out. You are getting poured into so that he will overflow inside of you, so that no matter where you go, the grocery store, the barber shop, the beauty salon, the hairdresser, the nail shop, wherever you go, his anointing is inside of you and you already are what you want to be.
Amen.
Don't wait until you have a microphone to start preaching.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody here today, your heart has been restless, not because you're broken, but because God is stirring something greater inside of you. You don't live from the outside in, you live from the inside out. What God deposited in your heart will eventually manifest in your walk. That's why the enemy keeps trying to break your heart. Because if he can shut down the spring, he can dry up the river. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. If he can shut down the spring, if I can break your heart, if I can cause the things of this world to break your heart to where you don't want to go on, I'll dry up the spring, which will cancel the river. Right? Wind calls the heart. He's calling our hearts today. Point number two, the call of the heart requires total surrender. David was chosen, not because of his stature. His brothers were taller than him. They looked better than him because of his heart. 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 7, God rejected the tall, impressive. Listen, impressive. They look better than him. Oh, he looked like he gonna be king. Some people have the look. You just look at him like, I know he got money. I know she got money, right? God is not looking at that. He's not impressed by that. He's looking beyond that. What does your heart say? Don't ever let people disqualify you based on your appearance, your past, or your status, your resume, or your education. When God calls your heart, he will elevate you from the place of pasture to the palace. God calls us into a place where our heart posture must change. You can't answer a call. You can't answer a heart call with a half-hearted obedience. Think about the phone is ringing. You can hear it. You can see the name, God. But until you answer it, the conversation won't begin.
Yeah.
It's just ringing, ringing. You look at it, you see it, you ignore it, you keep going. Life is so busy. I got so much to do. I got to pick up the kids. I got to go to work. I got to put the food on the stove. I got to go grocery shopping. The phone is ringing today. When will you pick up the call? It's time to pick up the call. We keep pressing ignore. He told me, wind calls the heart. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Listen, it's important that you study. What does the Bible say about the heart? What is it saying about my heart?
Yeah.
Out of the heart flows the issues of life.
Yeah.
That means my destiny, my ministry, my calling, my assignment don't begin at my resume. They begin in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
What is my heart saying? Mm-hmm. The Wright brothers didn't have money. They didn't have connections or even government contracts. But because their heart longed to fly, and because they answered the call of their heart, they changed the world. I hear the Spirit saying, don't despise what I put in your heart. It's the seed of nations. It's the blueprint for ministries. It's the key to your future. It's the key to other people's future. Who is called to impact? Sometimes what you do is not for you, it's for your kid. Is for your friend.
Yeah.
God still called you to do something mighty. You're still anointed and assigned for such a time as this. Romans 10 and 10. It's with the heart that we believe. Faith doesn't start in your head. Faith doesn't wait until the numbers add up. Faith rises out of your heart. That's a place where hope refuses to die. When the heart calls, you say, I still believe. I still trust. He's still able. John 14 and 1, let not your heart be troubled, because when the heart calls on Jesus, peace answers. When the heart cries out in prayer, heaven responds. When the heart says yes to God's calling, that's when doors open that no man can shut. When the heart calls, it's not always convenient. It doesn't always make sense. You don't have all the pieces. It's just a GPS saying, I need you to go here. We like, God, hold on. Do I turn left here? Do I make a right on Cincinnati? I don't know. He don't give you every piece of the puzzle. He don't tell you that there's construction. There may be detours. There may be delays. Sometimes it's set back. He just told you, I need you to get here.
That was today's message on Arise, All Is Well. We pray it stirred your faith and reminded you that no matter what you're facing, all is well. If this podcast blessed you, share it with someone you love, and be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a word. Want to support Arise Church? You can give by searching Arise Church on the Givelify app, or text us at 833-702-5876 to learn more about ways to give and get connected. For prayer, events, or to join us in person, visit arisechurch.org or follow us on social media at Arise Church. Until next time, keep the faith, stay in the Word, and remember, all is well.